This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's sole nuclear plant, power plant, has undergone an unexplained temporary emergency shutdown. That's according to state TV on Sunday. An official from the state electric company said on a talk show that the plant showed that shutdown began on Saturday and would last for 3 to 4 days. Without elaborating, he said that the power outages could result. This is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of the plant. It went online in 2011 with help from Russia's, and Iran is required to send spent fuel rods from the reactor back to Russia as a nuclear non-proliferation measure. Afghanistan's former president said Sunday the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured national, is leaving nearly 20 years later from having failed at both. In an interview with the Associated Press just weeks before the last U.S. NATO troops leave Afghanistan, ending the forever war, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and the departing troops are leaving behind disaster. The international community said it came 20 years ago with the clear objective of fighting extremism and bringing stability, but extremism is at the highest point today. And so they have failed, he said. Their legacy is a war-ravaged nation and a total disgrace and disaster. And Karzai, who had a conflicted relationship with the United States, wanted